entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. We're having a little technical difficulty here, right quick here. Welcome. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Show. My colleague here, Mr. Dukes. Mr. Dukes, good to see you. Glad that you're here.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Gene. Good to be behind the mic with you one more time.
Okay, we're trying to log on.
And I hope we can help some entrepreneur out there become more successful.
Yeah. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. But before we do that, I just need to tell you our engineer, Mr. Ed. And Mr. Ed is the guy that's running the show tonight. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing well, Mr. Gene.
Well, thank you very much. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that I'm going to play for you. And if you got them, Ed, let them go. Okay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out, don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Gotta find my purpose before it's too late.
Okay, we are back. We're having some technical difficulties getting on to Facebook, but we'll try to figure that out in terms of how to work that out. So, Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I'm ready to get it on. Somebody there need our assistance this evening, so let's find somebody who want to be a part of this show.
Okay. Anyway, for you entrepreneurs out there, I have a couple questions for you. Because now that you know the purpose of the show, which is entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, I'd like to have you just think about you in terms of being an entrepreneur. Those are my glasses.
Those are yours.
Excuse me. One second here. We have some glasses here that Mr. Dukes is going to give away. Just in case we need
entrepreneur
them.
Entrepreneur don't need no glasses.
Oh, I do. Just in case. I do from time to time. But...
All right.
You entrepreneurs out there, how many of you out there have thought about starting a business, or you already have one, but you think about from time to time, you run into these areas whereby you don't have enough knowledge, and you want to learn some more, you're not sure in terms of how do you get it and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, but tonight's show is dedicated to, I'm going to say, 10 ways to help entrepreneurs help other entrepreneurs. And the way we're going to do this is that we're going to do this by, I'm going to be giving you a way that I believe that would help you to get more knowledge, more exposure, all that sort of stuff. And Mr. Deuce is going to give his comments as well. But there are 10 of them. And so we're going to get started right now while I'm trying to get on to Facebook in between.
All right.
But let's
do it.
But anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about, if you wanted to help another entrepreneur, you may have some ideas of helping some entrepreneurs get more of what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are one of those type and you're listening to the station, feel free to give us a call. The number is 727-441-3000.
Yeah, please do. Call in. Let's make this show a great show
and
for somebody out there.
And it's on my right-hand side, if you can see it. It's over on my left. You really can't see the 727, but it's 727-441-3000. Feel free to give us a call and give us your comments of sharing something in order to help another entrepreneur. Anyway, so I'm going to let Mr. Dukes answer the first statement that I'm going to have, because I'm going to do a little work on the computer right
now. All right, go right ahead.
But the wording says ways that you can gain more help.
All right.
More knowledge.
More knowledge.
I'm going to say that one of the first things that you can do is join a entrepreneur group in your city.
Now, how can you find an entrepreneur group in your city?
They're everywhere. Just
they're
go out
everywhere.
On the internet and type in entrepreneur
groups.
Matter
of fact, you go on the...
And you can find
you can
those
find
listed.
Them, listed, entrepreneur group.
And
they've got them now... For male only and female only. So you can easily find it if you go and type in groups that contain into entrepreneur. And they can give you a lot of assistance and you can help others along the way. And that's what we want to try to do, is help some other entrepreneurs, especially some young entrepreneurs that's trying to get started as an entrepreneur. And not only that, but even the old entrepreneur.
There you go.
You got Mr. Gene here, so he's an old entrepreneur. And I'm just trying to catch up with him. I'm trying to catch up with him, so we got to catch up with him. But anyway, that's one of the best ways it is to, if you're in the entrepreneur world, going into an entrepreneur world, find you an entrepreneur group that you can join, want to be a part of, and they're all around you. They're all in your city. Matter of fact, they're probably right on your street that you live on. And you can become a great access to them, and they can become great to you. So check out the groups. Look for the entrepreneur groups, and you can grow right along with them.
Okay.
All
okay.
Right.
I understand that we have a visitor on the line. It's someone who calls in frequently, Mr. Larry. Larry and I are trainers, and we're colleagues. We go way, way back. Larry, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How about you, Gene?
I'm doing fine. Glad to have you, and good to hear you. And you're an entrepreneur, and
yep.
And since you just got on the line, tell us very quick, what do you do?
Yeah, my name's Larry LaBelle. I'm a resume writer and a job search trainer and coach. My business is Win a Job Fast, Inc., and I love helping people get jobs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what Larry does. He likes to help people get jobs. And I'm glad he's on the line because that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
On the other show, which is coming up later on, I'm going to address that question, but not on this show. This is for entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Being with Larry, I'm not sure if you're listening, but the topic for tonight are ways entrepreneurs could help entrepreneurs. Different ways that entrepreneurs can help other entrepreneurs. So the first The first statement that I mentioned was join an entrepreneur group in your city. And so what I did was I chose that to say, but if you have anything that you can add to that, anything different than that, then I'd welcome you sharing that. I have 10 items that I'm going to go through, but if you think of something, I may have it written, I may not, but the ways that entrepreneurs can get assistance as they're building their businesses. In other words, helping entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I said join an entrepreneur group in your city. And Mr. Dukes added on some comments.
And then, truly, that's a good one. And, you know, it leads into your next question also. As being an entrepreneur and join the entrepreneur group. And your next question is
not a question, it's a statement.
The next statement says,
yeah.
If you don't have one in your city, do what? Start one. So you could start an entrepreneur group in your city if there is not one, or if you can't find one in the city. So take a very good look at that and be the first on your block to start a entrepreneur group, and you'll be amazed how much you can help each other and what you can bring to the table, something new, things that you probably not even thought be necessary. You'll be amazed at how much they are and how much help they can give you.
Okay, do you want to use these? Okay, but anyway, you can start a meetup group because you are the boss of your company. You are the one that has the idea of putting things together. You could start something on your own, invite others in to come share their knowledge with you, and you can share whatever knowledge you have with them. Just start your own group.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call it a networking group or an entrepreneur group, but a place where people can meet up and share thoughts and ideas.
Right.
And that's how all of them could benefit from gathering more information from others.
Mm-hmm.
So Ed's looking at me, but Ed, if you got any comments that you'd like to throw in, you're more than welcome to throw them in as well. But before we do that, we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. You listen to myself and Mr. Dukes and
right
Larry
LaBelle,
and
all
we'll be
right
back after
we'll
word from
right
our
back.
Sponsors.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Long as I got King Jesus.
Impact Christian Business and Professional Magazine presents the hit gospel stage play, Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It, written and produced by Dr. Sean L. Smith and featuring Ms. Vicki Winans, this April 20th at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Tampa Airport. Get your tickets now for $50 or $60 at the door. Don't miss Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It at the Holiday Inn Tampa Airport, April 20th at 6 p.m. Call 813-812-9677. That's 813-812-9677.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Thank you.
Money, money, money.
Everybody wants a little bit of money,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, they sure want a little bit of that stuff.
And I believe you go into business because you want to make some money at some point in time, and you've got to get started. Hey. I am sitting here with my colleague, Mr. Heinzman
Dukes.
Yes, sir.
We're right here. We're trying to help somebody
colleague.
Here. Help somebody. Oh, I forgot to thank Mr. Bell for last week. Thank you so much for coming on and helping me out last week.
Okay. Anyway, so there are three of us on the line, Larry LaBelle, Mr. Dukes, and myself, and what we're talking about, or offering our thoughts, if we have them, are 10 ways our entrepreneurs can help entrepreneurs. Anyway,
Gene, so, I got a bunch I just found.
Well, how about your own?
One is Million Cups. There's Million Cups groups all over the country. There's one here in Ybor City.
Great.
And in the building for the Entrepreneur Collaborative Center, they meet there every week, 9 o'clock. I think it's Wednesday. And then they're at 2101 East Palm Avenue in Tampa. A terrific group.
Okay.
They meet when?
And there are other ones. Hold on.
Well, I'm going to ask you the question. How?
Did you ever hear of the Entrepreneur Organization, EO? Another Tampa, EO Tampa Bay.
Okay.
It's a peer-to-peer network of over 18,000 plus influential business owners with 220 chapters in 75 countries.
Okay.
That's another one.
Okay, so you're saying that that's where entrepreneurs can help entrepreneurs.
It's one way to do it. Yep.
Okay, one way. Okay, we got.
What was that address he gave out, Larry?
I'll say hold on. Pardon? Because we got a lot of time to go through many of them. So hold on, we're just starting. And so I got 10 of them here, so we can get through 10 and add on more. Then the better, the more the better. But these are ways for entrepreneurs can help entrepreneurs. And Mr. Dukes, I just asked, could you repeat what you just said so he can write it down?
That address you gave, 2101.
Are you there?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question again?
The address you gave out by where the meetings are held and what day?
In the Tampa area.
Ybor City, you said. In Ybor City.
Just give us one anyway.
The building is called the company Entrepreneurs Collaborative. They provide help, and then they have another group that meets there every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
9 o'clock on Wednesday morning for an hour. And that group is awesome because every week two entrepreneurs present their sort of marketing plan and get a lot of feedback from all the other people. There's usually 50 people or more at every meeting, all helping each other.
Hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll get back to you because we got more.
All right.
Anyway, so I'm going to suggest number three. Number three is what you can do to help an entrepreneur is to share your experience and expertise and stories, as well as the vision you have for your own business, but also any dreams that you may have had, because that's where these thoughts and ideas come from. And so one way that you could help another entrepreneur is sharing what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just another way of doing it. And if you got any thoughts on that or anything
you want to add to it? I like the last part when you said the dreams of it. And, you know, you have dreams. And some people don't really consider the dream to be important. Dreams are very important because they come to you normally when your body is resting, you're relaxing at night. And when dreams come, you want to try to remember them. If you possibly, you can write them down. So then when you wake up, you can go back and look at it. Dreams are very important. We all have dreams. And that's something you don't want to just overlook, I think, as an entrepreneur. Because you are constantly dreaming, trying to improve yourself. You're constantly trying to improve whatever you're working with. So you want to take those dreams and utilize them to your benefit, and I think they really work.
Okay.
Okay. Gene, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever presented at Million Cups?
No, I haven't.
That might be a great way to get a lot of visibility and cost nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been there. And it's
there's a difference between being there and presenting. Get a lot of feedback on things you could do that maybe you hadn't thought of to make your business explode.
Mm-hmm.
That could be very well be true, but no, I've been there a few times, but I haven't presented, I don't think. I can't remember presenting, I'll put it that way.
All right.
Yes, and so, all right. So anyway, one more, another one. You could trade your services.
Yes, you can.
Okay, think about what it is that you do and what your vision is.
Mm-hmm.
And
what I do.
Right, and so you could trade services in order to help another entrepreneur.
You really can.
And so I'd like to have you think about that.
That's a good, I think that's one of the better ones is trading services. Because what you do, I don't do. And what I do, you don't do. So we could come together and make a good team out of doing what you do and what I do. And it works out tremendously. I know in my profession, it has worked out tremendously.
Okay. So, Larry, I'm talking about things that you could do, or I could do, or Mr. Dukes, or anybody else, but what can you do to help other entrepreneurs out there? And to think of, yeah.
Be a free resource to entrepreneurs. If somebody needs help, they can get help and not have to worry about whether they have the money to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just trust that if I do that, what goes around comes around.
Okay, now, how could you do that? How would you do that? In other words, you got to give out some information of some.
I would meet with the person.
Yeah. Okay.
I would start basically doing an interview with them to ask, like, an information interview to find out as much about their business, their mm-hmm. problems, their pain,
correct,
their successes, so that I could help them.
Right.
Right. That's what I wanted to hear. What you could do to help another entrepreneur. And so I'd like to have you just think about that. Thanks for your comments, though, because we got time for another one more minute to go before we take a break.
On that same note, Mr. Gene, guy, as Larry said, you communicate with the people in your area that's giving you competition, and you talk with them and find out what all they do and what you do and see can y'all trade off on one, and both can make
and, right,
can have an income. I know in my profession, what I do, for instance, I don't do exhaust work. So there's a shop in my area less than 5 miles from me that does exhaust work. So I go over and talk to him about doing my exhaust on the vehicles that I'm working on, servicing. But in the meantime, also, when he has a problem with air condition, he doesn't have the air conditioning machine to do all they require now, which I do. So we kind of trade off, and it makes a good relationship between entrepreneur and doing something.
Yeah.
Trading service like that.
Great example. I know from time to time, Larry and I, we trade different areas of experience and
mm-hmm.
thoughts
among
ourselves.
Well, you're both a trainer. I'm sure y'all have something to offer each other.
True, because we're all different.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to stress that point, because all entrepreneurs are different in one sense, but in another sense, we're all in the same boat.
We're all striving for the same goal.
Right, and
we all want to be successful.
We all want to be successful. We all have something that we could offer to the other one to help.
Well, I learned also, they said, don't chase the money, chase your dream. The money will come.
Great. Okay, it's time that we take a little short break.
Listen
to myself, Larry LaBelle, on the phone line here, and Mr. Dukes. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Y'all stay tuned to us.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. That's internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. There is no stopping. Once you get started, you got to keep going. You will have ups and downs, but don't let anything stop you because the obstacles are supposed to be there.
They are stumbling block to make you stronger.
Stronger.
So as you stumble, you get back up and you pick yourself up and dust yourself off and get back in the race, because that's what an entrepreneur do.
Okay.
She is the person that makes it all work.
You're listening to Mr. Heisman Dukes give you his thoughts and all that sort of stuff. We're talking about ways that
entrepreneurs can help each other.
And we have myself, Mr. Dukes, and Mr. Larry LaBelle on the phone line. And we're just going through our own thoughts of sharing what we think, how we can help other entrepreneurs. And Mr. Dukes has got his comments, Larry's got his comments, and I got mine.
Sir.
And we're going to go on to the next one.
We've gone through
things like... Join an entrepreneur group, mm-hmm. start a meetup group,
mm-hmm.
Just share your expertise and experience with others.
Right. Share your dreams.
Yeah, especially your dreams.
Yes.
And trade your services. Since we're all unique. The next one was that I wrote down, offer opportunities to educate others in terms of talking about your customers, your network, help to share some of that with other entrepreneurs. If they're in the same field, most likely that's very difficult to find most times, but being able to share your contacts with others will open the door for them to share their contacts with you. And since you're all unique, and that's the way of entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs.
Well, I find that they don't even have to be in your profession.
No.
It's much better to work out of your profession to get a better understanding of how they have a compass what they have a compass. And you can show them what you have compass and what you have and don't have. So don't always think that you got to stay in the same boat with the same guy or the same person.
No, there are millions, if not billions of entrepreneurs
that wants to help and will help, and we'll show you the uniqueness of doing what they do and how they do it. That's what makes you an entrepreneur.
Okay.
And that's the whole goal. That's what you're striving for.
Right. So we're all different.
Yes.
And so being willing to meet others is part of a requirement, actually. If you're going to grow your business and expand your business, you got to know other people, and other people got to know you.
Right. Wake up, Larry. Tell us what you got.
And so if you're there.
Well, God on what?
I'm sorry. Say that again now?
Yeah. Want to know more places?
Yes.
Oh, yes. We're talking about ways that entrepreneurs can help
Other entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs starting with you. What ways can you help another entrepreneur?
You trainers can help a lot.
Yes, we can. We get in front of a lot of people.
That's right.
And so that's how we can help them and help others. But that's how we could do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so think about it. I mean, so Larry, anything you got in terms of what you can do to help another entrepreneur?
Be a trainer, a mentor and a coach.
Great.
For other entrepreneurs.
Okay, he can be a mentor or a coach for other entrepreneurs.
Yep. We all need help.
That's right.
Great.
And being a good coach is great.
Okay, so all we're doing is getting we're sharing our thoughts and our ideas in terms of what we might be able to do to help anyone else out there, including helping each other right here.
That's right.
Okay, the next one I got.
All right.
Is, let's see, I have down here,
offer.
Let's see.
Offer opportunity to, you just did that.
Okay, I'm going to go
offer opportunity
to
educate.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The next one I got down here is build.
Mm-hmm. Team.
Build team members. Based on whatever it is that you're doing, is to build other people that are part of, that could be part of your team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in my case, I'm a trainer, but I'm also a trainer in the areas of information systems and computers, and so building a team of those types of people around me, or HR individuals, those types of individuals are being part of my team, using some of social media out there in terms of sharing other things out there with those people. Those are some ways that I could help some other entrepreneurs, and they could help me. I'd like to have you just think about that. Ways that we could help others and others can help us. Because that's where it's entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily have to be you, but any thoughts that you have in terms of how other entrepreneurs can help other entrepreneurs, all of that would be beneficial. And so let me have you think about that. Let's see. I have another one.
All right. What you got?
Share office space.
All right. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, if share office space. Yeah.
Right. Team up.
Team up. If you got space. Where,
you got space, you can have two, have
location,
one office,
two,
and you
three,
can both
four.
Serve out of it, help pay for it, help mm-hmm. sell, make it a real dandy type situation for you and for him or her.
And there's a lot of places now in many cities whereby these older buildings, they convert them into like little offices.
They vacate them.
And they allow entrepreneurs to come in and work together or work separately, but they can all meet up. Having a place to put their businesses together.
That's right. You can work, have a good place to work, and it's very easy, inexpensive like that. And you can always, when you grow bigger, you can always move out, or?
Yeah, there are places out there where you can
yes,
do
sir.
That.
And being a beginner in entrepreneurship, you need that. You want that. You want that help, and you want somewhere where you can afford it. And when you got someone else helping you, it makes it much easier for you. So consider that when you're looking at being an entrepreneur.
And then there's, you bring out something else that I think that the entrepreneurs can do to help entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
You can help grow your own network by helping entrepreneurs to grow theirs.
That's true.
By you becoming one of them.
That's right.
And opening up your network to the other entrepreneurs.
That's why I say chase the dream, not the money. You chase the dream, the money will come.
Yeah, so just think about what you could do to help someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And think about the networking part of it, of getting in front of people, sharing what it is that you know and do, but also, or not knowing whether you're actually helping somebody else and they're helping you by sharing what it is that they do, what they need, because that's how you're going to build your business.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to involve working with a lot of others or having that exposure. Yeah. I mean, so that's the way that you could actually help those individuals out. And there are a lot of legal matters.
Mm-hmm.
That could help with. Well, I just got off the phone on my ride over here talking to someone who recommended a tax person.
Mm-hmm.
Tax person gave me a call. That's building your network as well as helping others others.
And I have to be riding with you. Now, I admire when the guy says, I'm not taking on no new clients. I say, what? Business that great you can't afford no more new clients? That's great. He said, till after the 15th. So that's a lot to think about. That means tax business is booming. For him, anyway.
Yeah, but he also said one other thing.
What's that?
I told him I'd call him tomorrow.
Your case is different.
Oh, my case is different.
What you want is very simple. He said he ain't taking on no more jobs. No more taxes until after the 15th. So that means he got enough to carry him over. So the filing date ends. And that's great. That's a great opportunity. That's what you want.
The amazing thing about it was that somebody recommended me to him.
Yeah.
Or him to me, and he followed with a call.
Mm-hmm.
That's extremely important.
Very important.
The networking world.
As an entrepreneur, you can't refuse to make a phone call to that customer that came by, that customer that somebody recommended to you. You want to talk to them. You want to make them feel like they're the king of the world, that you got everything they need, and they have what you want, and which it is true. But it's your personality and your attitude, how you deal with them. That's what counts. That's what makes a great entrepreneur.
Oh, so that's a way entrepreneurs can help other entrepreneurs.
That's right. That's the way.
It's recognize great. Your personality.
Mm-hmm.
Or recognize your ability to work with other people or communicate with other people,
right,
and all that sort of stuff.
You must do that. You see, even though a lot of personnel don't have good communication skill, they can do the work or they can do the job for the person, but they don't have good communication skill.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to spend 10 to 15 minutes with a customer. A good customer will pay you for your time.
Okay.
So that's a lot to think about. Am I right, Mr. LaBelle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a short break, but we are here talking about ways that entrepreneurs can help other entrepreneurs, and you listen to myself, Mr. Heisman Dukes, and Larry
yes,
LaBelle
sir.
On the phone line, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Thank you thinking about starting your own business? Then you need to listen to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. There's nothing more rewarding than starting your own business. Gene and Mr. Dukes will bring you tips and advice from themselves and other entrepreneurs that will help you get started. Have you already started your own business? Then call in and share your story to help other entrepreneurs. That's the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Long as I got King Jesus.
Impact Christian Business and Professional Magazine presents the hit gospel stage play, Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It, written and produced by Dr. Sean L. Smith and featuring Ms. Vicki Winans, this April 20th at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Tampa Airport. Get your tickets now for $50 or $60 at the door. Don't miss Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It at the Holiday Inn Tampa Airport, April 20th at 6 p.m. Call 813-812-9677. That's 813-812-9677.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Going gets tough, the tough gets going.
And entrepreneurs know how to deal with it. They hang right on in there. They don't give up the show. We don't give up the ship.
Some do and some don't. And so far, I guess we're the ones that are still hanging in there.
Yep.
There are obstacles that pop up every day.
Every day.
I don't know about you. They pop up
for me. Yes, sir. Every day.
So, I don't know about Larry either. Do they pop up for you as well, Larry?
They.
You know, but... Pardon?
He said, what was you said popped up?
Challenges pop up.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Roadblocks.
Yeah. Stumbling blocks.
Stumbling blocks so that the tough have to keep going. Or they give up and they stop. And so that's one of the things that what entrepreneurs can do is to inspire other entrepreneurs to get going, because it will get tough.
Yes, sir.
And it's supposed to get tough.
Yes.
I think.
Well, get going.
That's right.
You know.
Get going.
Right. And so, I mean, but I think that's something that for experienced entrepreneurs, it's important that we share that with other entrepreneurs that are just beginning, or people who have thoughts and ideas, because that's how they're going to realize they're in the right place.
That's right.
And the right time.
Someone gets stopped. For whatever reason, you've got to remember that it's an opportunity for learning, not a disaster. Learning is the way we grow.
That's right. The only difference is if we don't tell them, many will give up. Happens all the time. It's designed for you to take your thoughts and dreams to where you visualize them being. And it comes with obstacles.
That's right. And, during the COVID, we lost a lot of entrepreneur. But, the entrepreneurial field is open right now. It's wide open. If you look around, there's a lot of hiring going on. Entrepreneur now had the best chance I think you ever had. If you're starting out in a new business and you got all your act together and you got all your tools in the right place, you can make it in right now. I say you got a good chance. There is so much need. If whatever you're dreaming of is what you want to put on the market, it's very well accepted now. So if you strive for that and dream of that, don't be afraid. Step out on faith and do it.
That's what they say. Step out on it.
That's right.
And I'm just going to pick it back off that if you have to believe in yourself in order to know that you've stepped into the right arena.
Mm-hmm.
There are no guarantees.
Nope.
But you'll never know without making those steps.
That's right.
It's just that simple, and there will be obstacles. And I have obstacles. I don't know about Mr. Duke, so I have obstacles.
I have a lot of obstacles.
Challenges every day.
I'm challenged right now.
And I don't.
I'm in a new arena. I'm doing something new, and it's a big challenge. And that's what makes entrepreneurial life is exciting, because you know you're gonna have a challenge when you wake up in the morning. But I know I got somebody who I can trust in, and that will guide me and help me to move forward. So you got to have that faith. Whatever your faith is in, you got to be strong in it. And like I say, again, I always preach, don't chase the money. Chase your dream. Money will come.
I didn't know you were a preacher.
I'm working on my seminary.
Oh, okay. All right.
But entrepreneurial life is good. It's hard, but it's good.
Yeah, matter of fact, if you want to give us 2 minutes or 1 minute, you just mentioned that you're doing something different or something new, and I know that you are.
No, I don't want to get into it yet.
Oh, not yet, but I'm just going to say he's producing something. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm sponsoring something. Really.
Oops,
I'm producing,
no
sponsor. I'm sponsoring the Tell Them We're Gonna Make It show. I'm sponsoring that.
Okay.
So
he's well equipped with many, many, many different things in his background. So I wanted to just add this one on another
totally
challenge.
New challenge to learn how to do that and how to meet the right people and how to be challenged by that, because there's a challenge there.
Yes.
But anyway, that's what it's all about, though. That's what makes this life worth being and worth doing for, worth working for. If you don't have no challenge, stay home, stay in the bed.
Okay, Larry, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
I'm still trying to pick your brain as well. If you have any other thoughts or ideas in terms of ways that you could help other entrepreneurs, or that entrepreneurs can just help entrepreneurs, any thoughts or suggestions that you have?
One of the ways, give them referrals to experts that I know who might be able to help them.
Say that again.
Basically, I would give referrals to the person to people who could help them, who have a lot of experience with what they're working with.
Great.
Well,
we all can do that.
Yes.
All of us can do that.
But the experienced entrepreneur should do it, should lead the way, help the young guy or the new personnel. Don't be afraid to help. See, a lot of people in entrepreneurship, sometimes you will find those jealous people. And they're afraid they show you what they're doing, they believe you'll steal the idea. It's your idea. They can't steal it. If they do, they're going to mess it up. So I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay. But just know that each entrepreneur is different. They're not you.
That's right.
Simple as that. They're not you. It doesn't matter if you have the same idea or similar ideas or similar products. They aren't you in terms of how they may have put it together,
mm-hmm.
or trying to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important it's important to me that you recognize that there's a lot of help out there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think you should know it all.
It's
about who's out there that's willing to help you, but it's not something where you need to know all of it.
Right.
It's something where you need to know how to learn from all of the information that's out there. And there are lots of people that are willing to share their knowledge and their experiences with you.
That's right.
And all you owe them is a thank you.
Oh, that's all you owe is a thank you.
Because you couldn't have got it unless they offered it.
So, get up, and let's do it.
Get up. Get up and get going.
Just get up, and let's do it. Quit putting it off.
Okay. I mean, so I'd like to have you just think about different ways that as you become an entrepreneur, you become the one who's giving out your knowledge in order to help others, and you're open to receiving more knowledge from those that want to give it, because you can't make them give it at all. It's something that they are offering. And I'm going to suggest that as you begin to learn the field, you begin to offer as well. Participate.
Mm-hmm.
Share your ideas. Share your thoughts. Because that's how you're going to get answers.
Instead of
trying to think that you're going to do it on your own. You're going to lead your company, lead your idea. But I don't think you are supposed to do it alone. I think you're supposed to have the thought and idea, and you get the resources along the way based on how much you're willing to tell them that you're trying to do.
Well, I'm willing to say this, Mr. Gene. If you think you can do it alone all by yourself, don't waste your time being an entrepreneur, because you are not going to make it by yourself in this whole wild world. You need help. It has to come from somewhere.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I have to say about it.
You heard from the master here. Larry, you got any comments? Our time is just about ready to run out. And
I'm all set for now.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Larry. Thanks very much for your information and input, because that's how we are able to help each other.
Right.
And that's what we're here for. I'm here because I'm looking for help.
Mm-hmm.
I have thoughts, ideas, and advice to share based on the experiences I've gone through, but I'm not done yet.
Right.
I don't think anybody ever gets done.
No.
Because once you get one thing done, you want to go do another.
You find another challenge you want to go.
Right. And so
you want to work at it.
I'm being challenged all the time with my project.
So don't ever think it's an easy road either.
And take on the challenge.
That's right.
No matter how unrealistic it might seem or how big it might seem, if you got the thought and the idea, then you got it for a reason, because I'm going to say it was given to you.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't something that you came up with. It was something that was given to you.
That's another story. You have to convince them that.
You know, but you can say it's yours because it is yours, but how you got it.
That's the ego.
You should share that in order to help others out there.
Realize that.
Because I'm going to say most, if not all, have gotten theirs exactly the same way.
Same way, yes. And that won't change.
Because that's what it's all about. That's how entrepreneurs get to help change the world, create the world.
Right.
Because we all come up with thoughts and ideas. They come from somewhere. And they're given to you. And no one has the same. Anyway, so that's about all I can say there. No one has the same. Ed's back there is giving me how much time. Ed, you got any comments that you'd like to contribute?
No, pretty good show. Rep. Got covered all the bases.
All right.
But Ed's our engineer. He's going to say something good. But the bottom line is I hear the music, which means our time is up. Listen to My Way. I'm saying that based on you becoming an entrepreneur, you got the thoughts, you got the ideas, and you can do it your way, sort of.
And put your God first, whatever it is.
But realize you were given the thought and idea, and it's yours, and go out and make it work. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up next, because I know that you can and believe that you can do it your way.
All right.
And we'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.
Prices are accelerating in major